Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, let's talk about Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth is paranoid. Similar to Kash Patel, similar to a lot of other Trump cabinet members, the paranoia is taking over. They are scared of losing their jobs. And I feel like lately that has caused Pete Hegseth to lash out, also considering the fact that the Iran war is a complete disaster. And we recently had like a really interesting story about Pete Hegseth and Pete Hegseth's wife. I'm about to play this video. And then after that, we'll talk about it and play some other clips from Pete Hegseth of recent. Before we get into all of this, our Secretary of War, the former Fox News host who is probably an alcoholic, this is what a great time in America. I want to let you know that my name is Chris Maurer. If you've never seen me here before, you clicked on this channel and you're like, who? I thought it was Adam Mockler. That's all right. Adam's here. Don't worry. But I do a daily video on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you appreciate the way that I do content, if you like this, if you want to support me, it'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel down below. You guys have shown a tremendous amount of support over there lately. So truly, I appreciate it. And make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. We're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA Media. We recently hit 2 million subscribers, which is absolutely unbelievable. Adam and I appreciate each and every one of you guys so much. When you hit like and subscribe, it really helps the video, helps us push out into the algorithm. So let's start here with Pete Hegseth recently. This is a fascinating one. Take a listen.
I broke the news about Pete Hegseth's wife wearing a Shein dress to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, I'm the subject of a large-scale right-wing smear campaign. Let's talk about it. The wife of Pete Hegseth, the Trump-appointed Secretary of Defense, wore a dress listed only on Shein and Temu to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I reverse image searched it, and I found the listings. Besides the ethical implications of buying from sites like these, if you're married to the guy who takes an aggressive America First position and anti-China stance in foreign policy, you should not be wearing clothing imported from China. I thought MAGA was supposed to support American manufacturing, but clearly not. This story is picked up by press, and the right wing feels so threatened by what was a simple observation of mine that they feel the need to attempt a smear campaign against a teenager in the right-wing press. It's not working because I look really cool in this.
That is absolutely nuts. And again, I feel like this is such a good example of where the Republican Party is at. No values, no morals, just attack, attack, attack. Whoever attacks Donald Trump and the leadership of the cult, they must be taken down at all costs. There is no, hey, maybe Pete Hegseth shouldn't be doing this and his wife if they actually consider themselves America First. And it's very similar to Donald Trump. I actually remember before the 2024 election making a video in Trump Tower in, maybe that was Las Vegas, I think, or Trump, whatever the stupid, he's got a lot of buildings. That's like Trump International something, something. And like 70% of the stuff in his store was not made in the United States as he was running on this whole, we need to make things in the United States and tariffs. I got kicked out of Trump Tower, but it was a fun video. Let's go to some more videos of late of Pete Hegseth just lashing out. I mean, I cannot believe sometimes that the American people accept this and accept this type of behavior from our leadership. It's atrocious.
On March 1st, 6 Army soldiers, including a constituent of mine, were killed by an Iranian drone strike. Do you take any responsibility for those deaths?
I was there at Dover when they came back. Of course, I take responsibility for every aspect
of this mission. Well, I appreciate that. Because you also complained about the fact that tragic things happen. The news makes it front page news. The press only wants to make the president look bad. Is it about the soldiers or is it about the president looking bad?
It's not just the president who wants, or the media that wants to make him look bad. It's you.
It's actually about the soldiers, and it's frankly reprehensible that you would make that statement.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're being led by a bunch of children, and Pete Hegseth, again, just like the rest of them, will make it about Trump at any level. And Donald Trump and all of these people, they don't care about any of us. They certainly don't care about the soldiers who have lost their lives. And the fact that right here he has an opportunity to say something else about the soldiers, but instead decides to say the media wants to make Trump look bad is insanity. And we're going to get to it in a second. Like, he's paranoid. Just like Kash Patel, we have the reporting, so scared that he's going to lose his job. We've seen Kash Patel at the FBI starting to essentially what's the word? When you hook someone up to a machine, like a lie detector, there's a word for that. I'm going to see if you made it this far in the video, give me the name for a test. I'm blanking on the name. Regardless, just trying to, you know, basically make the inner circle smaller, trying to get rid of leaks. Pete Hegseth is paranoid. Kash Patel has been drinking and is paranoid. And it's all at the behest of Donald Trump. It's all about making sure you keep your job.
And then, unfortunately, I called Pete, I called General Kane, I called a lot of our great people. We have great people. And I said, let's talk. We got a problem in the Middle East. We have a country known as Iran that for 47 years has been just a purveyor of terror. And they're very close to having a nuclear weapon. We can keep going and get that 50,000 up to 55 and 60 is no end. Or we can take a stop and make a little journey into the Middle East and eliminate a big problem. And Pete, I think you were the first one to speak up. And you said, let's do it, because you can't let them have a nuclear weapon. So we are now having really good discussions. They started last night a little bit. The night before that.
So Pete Hegseth was, I guess, the first one, according to Donald Trump, to speak up, demand we do this. Donald Trump, you know, again, no, can't take any responsibility. Let's throw Pete Hegseth under the bus, especially as this war has, you know, gone from, oh, it's going to end in 2 to 3 weeks. Now it's been 8 weeks. Obviously, oil prices are exploding. It's unclear that we've really made any progress in whatever goals the administration has outlined, which those goals are still incredibly confusing. Let's listen to Tim Dillon here. I think it's interesting how the culture has shifted so much on this, and it might not seem like a big thing, but it really is in terms of where the kind of average person is at. Tim Dillon, a very well-known comedian slash kind of right-wing figure, and he has been going off on this administration. He was recently talking about Pete Hegseth. Take a listen to this.
Get Pete Hegseth up. This guy, he's coming out every few days and going, we're winning this war, and there's no evidence of that. Every few days, Pete Hegseth comes out and says something more ludicrous about what we're going to do to the Iranians. He's like, we're gonna skin them. And you're like, well, we're not doing anything, actually. He said something we're sharing the ocean with the Iranians. We're giving them the floor tonight. Tonight, they're getting the floor of the ocean. It's like, this guy doesn't talk like a Secretary of Defense. I'm sorry, Secretary of War, which I don't know how good he is at. The whole thing is an embarrassment. And the reason that America is not just going to walk away from this is because, it would really show the world that the American empire is in a stage of terminal decline and our dollar would probably be in trouble. Here's Pete Hegseth saying, we hold the cards, which, by the way, that means like nukes. What are the cards? Pete Hegseth, everyone, friend of the show.
Yeah, not only has Pete Hegseth and the administration continued to say, you know, we've won, Donald Trump's declared victory like over 20 times now. I know that for a fact. And they say, we've won. You know, we're going to, you know, threaten to eliminate them from the face of the planet if they don't do what we want. And then, you know, just moving the goalposts as, again, we threaten war crimes on another country. It's just all such a disgrace to the United States. But also when it comes to the cards, like if you're in Iran's position right now, objectively, Iran has the cards. Iran is the one with an incredible amount of leverage. I mean, they've gone through 8 weeks of this. Their regime has not toppled. They're making tons of money because they control the Strait of Hormuz, which is the main leverage point of all of this. Iran obviously controls it. So they have an immense amount of leverage, and they're making more money than they did before the war started. The U.S. lifted oil sanctions because oil supply has obviously become such a problem. So now Iran's making more money, the regime hasn't collapsed, and they have the one piece of leverage, the main piece of leverage. And so again, you start to question, and I don't even know if Donald Trump is like how competent. Well, we all know he's not competent. I question on a daily basis whether he actually has any understanding of what's going on the ground. Is he knowing that he's lying about it all the time, or is he like at least partly in complete delusion and being told that like victory is here? We know he's been, you know, his administration has shown him like briefings of just like 60-second montages of things blowing up because he's a little child and that's how you have to explain things to him. But things are not going well. And we don't have somebody to can explain to the American people at any level where we go from here. This is Pete Hegseth being asked about Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has spoken out extensively on this war and Donald Trump. And again, I don't think Tucker Carlson is someone we should trust, but they were former, you know, Fox News hosts together.
In parts of the party, particularly from your fellow Fox News alum Tucker Carlson, he called the war disgusting and evil, and then said of unconditional surrender, which the president has called for, means foreign troops get to rape your wives and daughters. Have you heard these comments, and what's your reaction to them?
We're busy executing on behalf of great patriotic Americans with a clear mission that's 47 years overdue. And we're going to execute on that regardless of what people say about it. Right here.
This talking point is so absurd to me. I keep like, this is the only PR they can run on this. Again, the justification for all this is confusing. The only PR we can run on this is it's 47 years overdue. It's like, if it was 47 years overdue, it's crazy that Donald Trump didn't want to mention that for the entire, you know, time he was running. In fact, he said he wasn't going to get into any new wars. A month before the election, he was on a podcast talking about how we couldn't possibly initiate regime change war in Iran because we can't even, quote, we can't even take care of our people here. So it's like, no Trump supporter I talked to, and I talked to a lot of them, TikTok Live, you know, in person, traveling around the country, no one mentioned to me a 47-year overdue war with Iran. It's just such, it's no shame. No shame, no morals, no values.
Was our concern that something could
I'm going to pause you there. I'm going to give you a chance.
Absolutely. You're disparaging me that I don't care.
I'm asking you whether you think they're liars or not. That's what I asked
you. You are disparaging me that I don't care about the passing of our troops.
Nope. I asked if you thought they're liars. Terry.
That's disparaging and smearing in every way. Nobody cares more Gentlemen, about the fate of our troops. Nobody cares about the health of our troops.
Mr. Secretary,
nobody wants to bring them all hope
Mr.
more
Secretary,
than
I understand, but he controls the time. He controls the time. You get to control your answer. And the gentleman's ready.
If we're allowed to answer.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Secretary, my question was clear whether you thought they were liars or not. You don't seem to want to answer it. We can move on.
Yeah, like, again, this says at the top here, Pete Hegseth is so out of control while being questioned about his illegal behavior. The bar for leadership at any level in this country is in hell. It's below hell. I mean, this person is acting like a child when he's being asked really hard, objectively hard questions. This isn't about you and whether you feel disparaged or need to prove to other people that you care, which you certainly don't. You're willing at any level to suck up to Donald J. Trump and to keep your job. But frankly, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're here talking about what's going on overseas that you have so much control over. Like, can you, you know, be a grown adult and stick to the topic? I don't know, maybe swallow your ego for just a second. No, because again, the bar for leadership is in hell. And again, like I said earlier, he's so paranoid. Check out this article from this week. Pete Hegseth is now bringing his wife to Pentagon meetings after he ousted top officials. If we scroll down here, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is now bringing his wife to meetings with Pentagon staffers and his inner circle grows tighter, according to a report. The move comes as Hegseth has faced increased criticism and ousted more than two dozen Pentagon officials in recent weeks. It also comes as Hegseth leads the nation's efforts in the Iran war and constantly promotes the success the U.S. has had in its attacks. Hegseth has now grown increasingly isolated within the Pentagon, according to The Guardian. Hegseth has also expressed fear and paranoia about Donald Trump firing him, the report noted, and we have heard this pretty much exact line from multiple different reports about multiple different administration officials. I mean, obviously, Donald Trump demands loyalty, and if he feels like things aren't going the right way and you're not being absolutely loyal to him at every level, you are out. And if you bring him trouble, you are out. And so now Hegseth, with this paranoia, firing people, brought his wife, Jennifer, a former Fox News producer, or excuse me, a former Fox News producer, obviously Pete Hegseth was a Fox News personality, to some meetings as she sits in the back of the room. It's unclear if Jennifer had any role at the meetings or was just there to observe. I guess in this instance would not be out of the realm of possibilities for Pete Hegseth's wife to have some role in the meeting, even though her only qualification is being a Fox News, you know, producer. But again, that's his only real qualification, especially at this level in government. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? Hegseth has also filled his inner circle with his brother, Phil, who is appointed as senior advisor, and attorney Tim Paratalor, I believe, Paralator, who has represented both Hegseth and Trump, according to the report. So we will see what happens. I will keep you updated here on the Adam Ochler channel and also on my YouTube channel. It'd mean a lot if you hit like and subscribe down below. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. And I just remembered the word I was looking for earlier was polygraph test. He's submitted, I don't know why that just popped in my head, Cash Patel, and I know Pete Hegseth and a lot of these other people administering polygraph tests to the people highest up to try to stop the leaks. They are paranoid. If you enjoyed this video, let me know in the comments down below. Hit like and subscribe. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, and I will see you in the next video.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.